Hello and welcome. This is Paige Astori on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you the weekly insurance news wrap for Friday, August 30th, 2024. Today we have some noteworthy updates on the insurance industry in Australia. We start with the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority's report indicating a positive stride in the insurance sector. Earnings are up, showcasing promising profits in the March quarter. The industry posted a rise in earnings from $938 million to $1.41 billion, with underwriting profits at $1.43 billion. The good news continues with an improvement in short-tail household insurance losses, dropping from $681 million to $194 million. We're also seeing a decrease in claims, down to $2.45 billion. Motor insurance sectors are sharing in the profits too. Domestic motor insurance profits are standing strong at $275 million and commercial motor at $61 million. In the face of these gains, RAA Insurance is moving forward with enhancements to operations in South Australia. Now let's pivot overseas for a moment, where a serial fraudster named Joel Matibi has been handed a 20-month jail sentence. Matibi repeatedly lodged fraudulent home insurance claims with RSA Insurance in the UK. Between March 2019 and February 2022, the con man used multiple aliases to secure 6 home insurance policies and deliver 9 false claims, totaling £11,750. We hope this serves as a warning to potential fraudsters in the insurance sector. In other news, new guidelines have been released to help auto repair businesses manage non-genuine parts requests from insurers. The Motor Trades Association and the Motor Body Repairers Association developed these guidelines in collaboration with HWL Ebsworth Lawyers. The new resource urges businesses to tread carefully, ensuring quality standards and customer consent are prioritized when considering non-genuine parts for repairs. Finally, making waves in the financial sector, the Council of Australian Life Insurers has launched an innovative program called Recalibrate. Aimed at promoting gender inclusivity, the program provides financial support and mentorship to mid-career female financial risk advisors. Applications for the program are open until September 8th. That's all for this week's Insurance News Wrap. Remember, for all your personal and business insurance needs, turn to Financial Services Online at financialservicesonline.com.au. Until next time, stay informed and stay secure. This is Paige Astori signing off.